Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds like a
Freedom Band, Radio Without Barriers.
Standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line.
Welcome to another Freedom Band. I think it's, what, the second for the year? My first for the year. I've been in hospital for about 12 months. This is Howard Patterson. I've been in hospital for 12 months, and with any luck, I'm back on deck permanently now. And I think Pam's here, and who else have we got?
Welcome back, Howard. Nice of you to grace
Thank
us
you,
with
Pam.
Your presence.
And there's one other face here, his name I don't recall.
Dave King.
Dave King.
Greetings, Howard. How would I know?
I don't know how you'd know.
Big of you to remember his name, isn't it?
Yeah.
And don't forget Alan.
Oh, and Alan's still here operating the panel. And I think in a couple of months, half this program will be recorded elsewhere. And so you'll hear our melodious voices for about 2 months at a time, and then we'll be off for a month or so.
Thank God, this thing.
The other one will come on. But that one will be there. I might be on the other one for a little while. I don't know.
No.
We've got a few things worked out. I think in the near future we'll have a series on Ayurveda, which is an ancient Indian medicine, and transcendental meditation and other...
Yes, guru.
Yes, guru. And other things like that. Actually, I've been doing a bit of the TM recently. It's quite good, actually. So
you're looking well, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
you
I'm feeling well,
much
too.
Better. Yeah.
I'm feeling well, too.
It's interesting how in his wheelchair he's discovered how to sit like the gurus sit, you know. What is that position? The lotus position.
Lotus.
The lotus position.
But your knees must get caught in your wheels. I'm a bit
they
worried
do
about
bit.
That.
They
Looks
do
funny with his high heels, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the dress is clashes.
Listen to you, Bob. Get this thing back on a more serious note.
What for? But we haven't got anything else to talk about.
But I've been... I start off with the TM and want to get in the Ayurveda and have people in, experts in the field, to talk about it. And I know the TM, the Transcendental Meditation, is very good because I've only been doing it for a couple of weeks. And in the 9 months that I was in one hospital, or 7 months, I went downhill pretty strangely. All I had to do was... I had plenty of time to do a lot of study. And, well, I think I've worked out what the cause of my disease, multiple sclerosis, is, and maybe how to get back to the stage we ought to be in.
What but, is it, Darwin?
No,
on.
I'm not saying
it's
yet.
It's a secret. Come on,
a
not
secret.
Saying yet. We'll see how it happens, and if it starts to work, well, I'll be letting it out on air. But
no, heaven help us! Let's evacuate the room.
Evacuate the room. Anyway,
that's.
Are your mob all finished?
No.
You're not? Well, as I said, this is another Freedom Band, second for the year, and welcome.
David's going to tell us about his hydroponics.
Yes, again, but this time it's good news, because down at AQA headquarters, we've been given permission by the council to build, to bang the nails in on the 12th of February to start our hydroponic farm. So that's going
What's
to be...
What's a hydroponic farm? It's under breakfast and it's cornflakes.
Well, we're going to be growing
dope,
parsley, other herbs, and edible vegetables for the local market, including Prince Henry Hospital. And we're going to be training people over a 6-month period to become entrepreneurs and to grow moustaches.
Grow moustaches?
And sunglasses. Well, that's what all entrepreneurs have, don't they?
Oh, do they? Yeah. Do you grow money as well?
Well, no, I had a moustache for about a fortnight when I was an entrepreneur.
Well, see, it's true.
Mm. Is it?
You do grow a moustache. Look, let's ask Alan. Alan, how's your mo going?
Oh, I'll have to hand the
okay,
hold on, I'll hand it round and it'll go squeak. Just hold on. Squeak!
You turning that microphone around?
Yeah, there it goes.
What for?
Yeah, what for? I wonder.
We want to talk to an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
Where?
No, we. No, actually, he's he doesn't want to tell us his secrets. That's fair enough.
Was normally the coordinator of this program or what? Did I tell you could start throwing microphones around the
I'm
place?
I'm still out of work, folks, and I'm still miserable, depressed, and have a rotten hangover and the flu, and I promised I wouldn't whinge on air. Dude, this show's terrible.
I know it is.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know, but I wonder if it's worth getting out of hospital for.
No, we discussed this before we went on air. We're going to talk about evolution and the disabled people. And we're going to make a discussion after the next song about how evolution has let us down in the sense that...
Heavy.
Yeah, it's very heavy, but it's very interesting because in the olden days... Disabled people didn't make it.
They got hit over the head.
And
I know a few. I'd like to see that.
And we think that's why today people find it so hard to cope, because their DNA has not been encoded with the information of compassion.
How do you feel when you wheel into a room and everybody stares at you?
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
That their heads are actually in that space. I'm coping quite well.
Yeah.
And if there's too many people, I think, well, you're not helping me at all.
What are you about you, Howie?
Oh, I don't know. I get a bit fed up with people come up and put their arm around you and everything, and especially in a club or something. You wouldn't know them from a bar of soap, and they can't block you an old mate, and I just say, you're talking to me or the wheelchair.
They always think CPs are drunk, don't they? That's a problem with cerebral palsy. Ones with speech impediments, you get on the phone, they hang up on you. Anne's had that, and I know you've had it one day. Yeah. I remember that day. Alan, well, not one day. Alan was in the studio trying to ring up about a second-hand car, and the dealer kept hanging up on him because he thought he was drunk.
Right. So I was wondering how we can actually solve this world problem, but hopefully over the next century or so, that by people becoming more aware of people with disabilities, their DNA spiral may in fact change.
Oh wow! Introduce more disabled children into schools.
Mm. Yes, that's that. Yes, integration, normalisation.
Integration, definitely. Yeah.
How does that affect the DNA?
Well, you know about evolution, survival of the fittest, things like that.
I think David tell you anything. He should sell cars or something.
It sounds like it.
I should grow a moustache
and be an entrepreneur. What about, right, I'm sitting in the studio with three guys. Now I'm going to ask them, how does it feel meeting women being disabled? Take it, boys.
Oh, how disabled are they supposed to be?
Well, I mean...
the women we're meeting, that is.
No, non-disabled. Say you're at a club and you want to pick up a lady. Come on.
I know what you mean. Doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't make any difference, Dave?
Yes, it does, in the sense that... you have to think about five times before you what you're going to ask. Like, you can't. It's usually because you're so keen, you want to rush in and you usually blow it. So, excuse the expression, but you know, so you actually usually it's a case of getting a friendship up before you actually pop any words.
It's pretty hard.
It is pretty hard, but. Yeah. But it's worth the search, you know.
It's worth the search.
I usually just take them out for dancing. Let them swing the wheelchair around and have a good time.
I think the biggest thing is communication. You know, if you talk enough to the person, you know, things will be a lot easier. I think that's the whole point.
And how do you first?
How do you first do it? That's the thing, like, our disability is obvious, so a person, you know, you might be a fascinatingly interesting person like Howard. And
I got the wrong guy.
Okay, Howard's friend or something. Man. And that's the point. Someone walks past you, and before in the old days they might have gone but now they go what's that, you know? And that's the whole problem of the approach, you know. What do you wear a funny hat?
Yeah, why not? Howard has more women than, I don't know, than anyone. He really
is.
What's the secret?
I don't know.
He tells him he loves him on the first date.
That's what he said.
No, really, this guy is unreal. He charms the socks off of everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I was doing one.
I'm trying to run a radio show and all you just make me blush.
My old want to be friends.
I just want to be friends.
Just want to be friends, all of them.
That's a good line.
That was our expert panel operator adding on. We just want to be friends.
You want? I haven't seen you with a steady lady since I've known you. What happens to you? You don't even try, do you?
I got a second time about 5 years ago. I tried up to burn and got burned out.
Burnout.
Do you get sick of knockbacks?
Yep.
Yeah. See, I get the same attitude with blokes. I mean, they just sort of look at you like you know. I accept you.
You're right, Pam, I love you.
I accept you, and that's about all.
Yeah, they accept me. That's bigger than them, isn't it? Some bloke, I said to them yesterday, I went to a pool party, and of course they're all ABs, and I shocked them because I just went in and took off my leg and stripped off and went swimming. And one bloke said, oh, we'll let you. We won't be too shocked. And I said, that's big of you. Said, sorry.
Well, that's coming back to my point of the DNA spiral.
Yeah.
You know, they're just not, the human being has got a lot of problems to come to grips with.
I used to be afraid.
Yeah.
I used to be afraid of hopping around without my leg. But I'm getting so much. No, I'm getting better. I really am. I don't give a. I can't say what I was going to say.
Two hoots.
Yeah, thank you. Being polite. Yeah. Because, I mean, you can't go on thinking what other people think of you all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Because it gets in the way of being at peace and living, you know.
And I've discovered one of the things about a disability. If you turn it to an attention-seeking type thing, it can be quite good, especially, I mean, doing drama helped me, getting up in a room full of people, and because then you are the centre of attention, and you can be the centre of attention with a disability as well.
Mm.
I mean, you can freak them all out, but that's great, it's attention.
Yeah.
No, don't agree?
Oh, I don't know, I think the answer in general relations of people is to just act like you always acted before your legs went or you're in a wheelchair or whatever, and let them take you as they find you. And if they want to look down on you, and if they want to think because your legs don't work, your brain doesn't either, and all that sort of thing.
That's a common attitude.
It's their, I know it is, but it's their loss, not yours, you know. Yeah. And,
but we have to have to tell everyone out there that it's that
know.
Shouldn't be your loss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. But
but so you weren't a disabled child. I mean, you were disabled as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got multiple.
It's completely different situation.
It is, yes. Mm. I wasn't really a child, but I was 18 when I got my disability.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that was a pretty hard time in your life to become disabled, especially.
I would be at 18. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just becoming interested in boys and things like that.
Yeah. Are you interested in boys?
Me?
Yeah.
I've graduated from boys.
You're not interested.
I like
me,
men. Uh-huh. I'm mad in love with Max Headroom.
Yeah. That'd be right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm right here, Pammy.
You what?
I said I'm right here, love.
See what I mean? This is how he soaks the women in. He declares his true love.
Straight
and
off.
It gets them in. I've seen him charm the socks off nurses.
Yeah.
I've got a young 20-year-old nurse chasing me at the moment. She's lovely. But, yeah, she's 20, but I gave her a miss. I found out she had a boyfriend who's a 53-year-old doctor.
53-year-old doctor.
Okay, it seems that we're going to break for a bit of music now because...
Because this conversation's too boring.
Because Howard is underneath the table with who?
Probably Howard does it. I know there's a record on there, but I don't know what it is. So.
Just don't scratch it, Howard.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living.
up the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Well, I believe that was Tracy Chapman. I haven't heard the record before. I believe it was Tracy Chapman. They keep dropping these records on without saying what's coming on. But it was something about a fast car that was Tracy Chapman. And I think Pam's got she wants to bring up.
Tracy Chapman. Yeah. Looney Tunes.
What are you on about?
No, I'm just wondering how you guys get along, right?
Yeah.
When you've got able-bodied girlfriends.
I don't care to mind your business.
What?
Have you got an able-bodied girlfriend?
Me? You've asked me several questions today. Am I into little boys and whether I've got an able-bodied girlfriend? No. No, but I'm just wondering, how do you get along?
I don't know, do you?
I don't know. Is anyone going to talk about
this? Do you
want
to come and play?
I mean, how do you feel when a girlfriend sort of has to help you transfer, for example? I know I've done it a zillion times with you, and I know how it makes me feel. It
doesn't worry me at all.
Doesn't worry you? Well, it damn well worries me.
What are you talking about transferring into a car or transferring?
Transferring into a car, yeah.
Into a car, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've always gotten a car all right when I've been with you.
Yeah, I know, but you're damn heavy.
Oh, where? I'm not so
I'm not an able-bodied girlfriend, anyway.
I went from 13 stone, Dean, to 6 stone in the first
You're still having...
A couple of weeks in hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to go to hospital.
No, he's got to go. He's going to lose all that weight.
He's got to... Eh? What?
No, I don't think it's much of a problem if you treat it like it isn't a problem, because it has to happen. And, you know, if you, as I said, if you communicate enough to the woman and say, you know, what you can do and what you don't do, something.
Yeah, like, give us a hand or I'll belt you over the head.
Well, that's one way to end a relationship.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. No, I don't think it's, you know, in some cases people might think it's better to have an able-bodied girlfriend.
You know, I tend to agree with that.
It depends on if you want to do more things, if you're into that. But, you know, if, I think the major thing about relationships is the personality and what... And the next, you know, equally important is what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, it just depends on fate and who depends on who you meet.
Because
you know?
A lot of...
I know I was dancing with an able-bodied girl down at the RSL the other day just after Pam got up from a little sleep under the table.
Yes, and?
Well, I don't know, but Pam went home, but I was dancing around the floor with her.
So you offended Pam?
Had a great
Pam.
Time. Sorry?
So Pam was offended and she left?
No, Pam wasn't real sober.
Pam chucked a wobbler because she can't get a job. This was the last time, on. You know how
Pam was Channel 10 and got in a big retrenchment.
Yeah, I chucked a wobbler. I was uncontrollable that night. Yes, and I did crawl under the table after a 5-cent piece.
Yeah, you picked up 5 cents and gave it to me, which I dropped and I wasn't going to worry about it.
So life goes on, it seems.
Well, see, what we're forgetting around the subject is how, what do a disabled guy prefer? How far you go? I had a few disabled girlfriends and able-bodied girlfriends, and I feel more relaxed with a disabled girlfriend in intimate ways because they got the same problems as I have. When we're intimate, but, you know, I guess it's a bias with, not with any other guy, with any lady, so, then no difference if you want to find out about that, you still get the same bias out of it.
I don't really care. Whoa, just dropped the microphone, sorry. The only thing I don't like is a disabled bloke can't take the garbage out. And other than that, no. But I can't say I've ever really had any disabled boyfriends to any extent. More, I've only ever really mixed with ABs.
Why is that? Because you haven't met the right...
No. Well, I don't know. Just happened.
Yeah.
No, I don't sort of set out to... you know, put a distinction on who I will or won't go out with. Yeah, right. But someone did ask me, would you love me if I wasn't in a wheelchair? And the answer
it's a horrible question.
Was no. I don't anyway, and I won't.
Who was that, Pam?
Can't mention his name. He was an awfully good-looking bloke, though.
Was he?
Yeah, really nice, yeah. Mm. But that was something I had to think quite a lot about.
Why was that?
Why? Because I've never been asked that before.
Oh, right.
Never ever thought about it.
No.
Well, you yourself have a fiancé who's in a chair, haven't you?
I was wondering, Alan, if you could elaborate a bit on your point that you just made a bit while back about being intimate and, you know, what a disabled guy or disabled person does prefer.
Yeah, well, it costs no name, but when I'm sort of in bed with a disabled girl, I've had it been a bit physical disabled to move in the right position, and the girl being disabled herself accepts the position, but when it might not to a able-bodied woman, they are a bit more demanding and expect them you feel a bit inadequate because you can't get in the right position at the right time.
Yes, that's right. It depends on, you know, whether you want to play.
Please, spare us the details. We're talking about love here.
But you have to do both, play games and be real, I'm sure.
What sort of games?
Well, maybe if you gave out the phone numbers for people if they are interested to join.
So it's a Lonely Hearts Club radio program.
Well, yes. Get your school uniform on. Alan's phone number for people that are interested is 95441 85. I will repeat, 95441 85.
That's for ladies only who are interested in phoning Alan up.
Yes, and Dave's phone number at home is 661 8855 for a good time. And at work.
No, actually, that's the other way around. That's my work number, you just said.
Oh, did I?
Yes. But we still have a good time there, too.
All right. 344-9401. Didn't I see that in a telephone box?
Say what in a telephone
His
box?
His phone number written down on a telephone box.
Only
for
thing
a good
I've
time.
Known you girls saying telephone box is either yes or no.
Beg
Normally,
pardon?
No.
Oh, I'm into Superman, too. He gets changed in the telephone boxes. Isn't it about time to wind up this show?
I think it might be. Just about brings us to the end of another Freedom Bound with a Difference. That one was with a difference anyway. It did sound more like a Lonely Hearts Club than Freedom Bound.
Oh, you
thanks
forgot
very
my
much
number.
For living. And all those telephone numbers were for anybody who's interested in joining the Freedom Bound team.
That's all.
Yeah. Just give us a call on those numbers. Thanks for listening.
And remember, you're the voice of disability.
I'll punch you in the mouth. Sorry, but...